Is it possible to bring it up to the level of the
It's a reason with what?
With my life and my job.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Eric, can move up a bit,
You've made a breakthrough, your life is progressing, you're feeling disillusioned with material life, everything for this. That means to put everything
in question. Well, even if I feel family, I still feel that you are doing my job. It's now straight. I'm going to go back to the material world.
Well, what do you think a Krishna conscious lifestyle is?
Putting Krishna in the first place.
In the end, how does that manifest in terms of your daily schedule? Sounds like you might need a deeper understanding of Krishna consciousness. What have you read so far? I always have to say, you can find the verse in that deeper. You read the whole thing? You can find the verse that Krishna said, believe in me. Whether he has spoken on the battlefield, just to show you that action is different from the battlefield. Action is different. And the most accurate is to speak on the battlefield. To show you that essential commercial should be concerned. Coming up with something that's conducive to rising upwards. That's what we can do best. It's just habits and behaviors for that. More specifically, how to satisfy your urge for pleasure. So now you have some desire to change your mind. You're probably wondering if you have the strength.
can get the strength. It's all about changing your lifestyle.
Molding your
schedule so you can be Krishna conscious.
You think you have any chance to speak to
you? We can help you.
What is your list of current entanglements? You're managing the duty free rip off place. What did you tell me? You tell me people come in and you watch them, how they didn't have any intention to buy anything, and then they see all these different things, and you help them to make up their mind. Diamond house, all the secret ladies are
tripping.
All the ladies are like this. And keep out your word. How long have you had?
Yeah,
16.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. Maybe starting to think 12 these days.
That's right.
So that's not what you're saying, is it? Come on, on a night shift.
No, it's literally,
I see. Oh, I see. So that keeps you occupied. Keeps you out of trouble.
Yes.
What else?
Not really. Just sort of holding on the next thing.
Binding relationships?
No, I'm single.
Temporary relationship. Temporary
relationship. No.
Yeah, your life is in a simple way. Using a 5%. Your job is not a part.
No, but I'll just feel like it's not satisfying, it's not fulfilling.
No, what makes you think that the days off with different things as satisfying? What makes you think that such a thing is satisfying?
Maybe not really the fact that putting everything into what you actually do, so not going wrong with half of it, so when you actually out and it's okay now, giving it your 100%,
like
giving it to sort of
personal
island, and I just feel that I've been doing it,
and
I'm
going to change. Nothing material will satisfy whether you put your heart into 100% or 50%. Nothing material will satisfy. Whether it's a man or a job or a baby or a house, etc. So don't just take it out of the job. The whole of material life is the problem. What have you found in the material world that will satisfy you 100%? Has a partner ever satisfied you 100%? how long it's been just on hold this time. You had a few hopes, right? This could be it. This is right. This is where he is. This is all coming together. Right? How long did that come? Right. So basically, I'm saying you were just relishing your false hopes. Well, we seem to know where to go next. Well, are you stressed out? Have you tried mantra meditation? Well, my advice to you would be to add daily mantra meditation to your life. And then you'll see your spiritual development start to take off. You're not saddled with so many negative activities that I never heard. Intoxicant. Well, your life is in good shape. Raw materials. TSO, temporary stimulator. So you really got the, really in a good position to make some solid headway in Krishna consciousness. Yes, you should. Begin a gradual program with Andrew. Who's here? Started off that way. Gradual program. Thank you. Not that they were all born saints. They started out like you. Lost in the desert after killing a kid. Jeff, he works. Works for the National Bank.
Yeah.
Who else here works? Where do you work? What do you do? So it is possible that you go on managing your DVD shop.
Good job.
One thing though, since you're asking that, I'll tell you the honest truth. As Krishna explains to other people, it's explains that only a miser seeks to enjoy fruits. In other words, yes, we have to maintain the body, but beyond that, we should try to use the fruits of our labor for advancement. Receptive. Well, then you should. First came for the lifestyle management. Anyone else? You see, I expect that people will have different levels. Afraid of the red pill. But maybe they'll try and make it in life. Maybe in the next life. Maybe we were, you know, like them in our previous birth. We didn't push ahead so much. But in this life, we're pushing ahead. We have to start somewhere. I used to do that to the airline. Look, he's working at the bookstore. Discussion, alternating with some chanting. Most people don't want to know anything, they really don't care. If you haven't noticed. Today, the social conditioning is so strong in that people just want to live day to day and just measure their life in terms of their temporary happiness and distress. How they sense the feeling. That's about it. As far as everyone's got their ideas, but it's not like a pressing thing, you know? It's just like a hobby. Nothing more serious than that. And you look at how people actually live their life, and you see what they're really about is simply just making it from one day to the next and trying to get the appreciation and pleasure. If someone has some other determination, that's a very rare thing. As we were saying, most people don't want to be unplugged. Remember, bundle up like this because it's coming from the summer in Europe. Remember, in the first Matrix movie, there was this guy who infected and went back to the region. Remember, he was just tired of reality, and he wanted to explain, to enjoy the illusion. But he was saying, so what if it's an illusion? I don't care. Ignorance of bliss. Make me famous, make me rich. I know it's all illusion. When did you have this, at what age did you begin this desire to deviate? So you're in a good position to really make something extraordinary out of your life. Most 44-year-old women, you know, they got their kids to worry about, probably got grandkids to worry about. Some that they know about, some they don't know about. That's why you didn't mean kids. Right? Yeah. You know, they're probably on their third marriage. Unfortunate of your life. So now I'm hoping to help you maximize. So Natasha, you're at 16. What made you start thinking that you were cut out for something else? Bumped into the Christianity, and all of a sudden you start thinking, what's it all about? What did you try? Yeah. You're my friends. Yeah. Nothing unusual. What did you try?
I think that's a good
thing. tried all the guys in the fire club. Ecstasy is a big agony. The guys are all their friends. Any idea you used to talk like that? He's dead. Carlos, yeah. Well, Johnny, you would say that every day. Every day, right? Mark, Michelle's not here, so you I mean, do the ladies really know that the men are just, you know, but you know, just can't resist it, huh? You know, I know it's not true. Maybe it could be true one day, right? Because I'm so attractive, my personality is so wonderful. Probably even though he doesn't really care for me. You know, once he finds out what I really like, then he'll actually start to care for me, right? Is that the way it is, Jeff? In other words, you think you got to be with someone, right? So you think someone's got to have some good qualities, right? So you know they're lying, but then you just hope, must be something good will come out of this, right? What is the good you expect? Still change, right?
Yeah. Something will change.
What do the guys think of that one?
Well, I tell you that the guys.
Oh, really? How many of you guys use that line? You're going to change? I've heard that one. So you just feel you have to fall victim to that because there's nothing else to do. I need somebody, right? I'd like to be alone, right? You get scared of being alone. I noticed that in the field. That because it's that's my theory why it has a high view suicide rate, because the atmosphere in a lot of the small towns is very still. And so you get high view suicide, so just do yourself in risk of bigger or most comfortable place. High view suicide rate, it's hard to do the stillness of the atmosphere. So you would say that afraid of themselves, so they have to have somebody around, some toy to interact with. And then a few may get to the point where they feel empty. They're empty. I don't know about that. But then, not quite anything else. Thank you. hard and nice styles that suck out all the inner vitality. So, add on transportation, you know, probably another 10 pounds getting back and forth to London, and easily you blow 60 pounds, and you go out Saturday and do the same thing again. This is not the minority, young adult folks, this is the majority. My young adult days, the whole thing of going to a club or a party was to, you know, meet the opposite sex. That could happen during the weekdays or any moment, somebody, you know. That flows like water. He said, besides, when you're taking the ecstasy, you know, it makes your body feel good, so, you know, it's less trouble than having a girlfriend. Girlfriends are complicated, but, you know, you just drop a few ecstasy pills and you're just raving all night, and, you know, that's it. And he was telling me, go home and crash at 7:30 a.m. Agony then. Your mind is still racing, you can't sleep. You have a couple hours of sleep, it's causing you to worry. And then you go out the next night and do the same thing? And you never really catch up on your sleep until the middle of the following week. Yeah, this kind of lifestyle will really destroy you physically and mentally. And you also lose respect for yourself. I mean, intimate with so many persons, just end up basically feeling like an animal. With no self-respect, no self-dignity, no reserve. And when you lose respect for yourself, then you figure, what's the point in living? Why should I care about myself? No one cares. You start doing really stupid things by taking stupid risks. Get really abused and destroyed. Very great trouble. So how did you feel when you came to the end of the road of this period of She just said, alright, that's it. Sick of these guys, no eyes. Sick of the club, sick of the party, sick of getting drunk, sick of dropping pills, sick of it all. Well, we discuss these topics regularly here. I mean, you know, you have to understand the male program. You understand the male program, you know, things aren't so mysterious. What's in it for him? What do you think it's in it for him? What did you say to that? Don't you realize that's the male program? We're a materialistic man, that's what it's all about. We've got to produce. Otherwise, what happens when the production goes down? The men, no? Yeah. When the production goes down, that's, you know, bye-bye. Makes you feel like a real machine, doesn't it?
Well, we discuss these topics regularly here. You see, the men are not really interested in women's emotions. That is kind of a bewildering, strange, alien world. The men have their program. It's pretty gross. The women, like that. They can get into that temporarily, but their whole quest is an emotional quest. And everything is used to attain that goal. Vision that there's like an emotional melding, emotional whatever, and every day will be rosy. They dream the man is just going to want to sit around and listen to their proper emotions. I understand it. I can't hate that stuff. So they put up with each other. Really the way it is in a materialistic relationship. The man, in order to satisfy his passions, puts up with the woman's emotional trips. And the woman, in order to satisfy her emotions, puts up with the man's physical trips. It's like a business deal. Right? So once you understand what's going on, you see this, nothing, it's not real love. Then you can kind of try to distance yourself from it. Relationships that are not taking you to where you have to go. You have to have self-pride, some kind of self-integrity, that you just don't want to spend your life being someone's sense object. You know? You have to think that you are capable of being worth more than that. Otherwise it's kind of demeaning, you know? You kind of lose your own sense of self-respect and self-worth. So, I would hope that what attracts you here is that you may use your self-worth. Victimized. And the men are learning how to actually make a positive contribution to some of the fact that you just exploit someone. Seen you
We
which animal? The two-legged ones or the four-legged ones? Remember that if you want to change society, then you have to show the kind of lifestyle that will benefit others. Everyone, there's so many Christians who have to have these great intentions, but the ones who can show an ideal lifestyle. Have more chanting. What we're doing, in case you don't know what we're doing, maybe have some chanting, and we have some discussion, alternating back and forth. Let me ask you all a question. How many of you think it's possible to escape the clutches of religion? How many don't know? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Raise your hand. How many don't care? Raise your hand. What about some of our other guests in the back? What is your name? Cecilia. I've met you before. And your name? Thank you. I should have glasses for seeing that for myself. I've met you before. Well, Cecilia, do you think it's... Is there such a thing as mass illusion? How would you describe it? Water. But a lot of people would argue that even though it's changing, it's always temporary. Some things you can enjoy. Suppose so, but you're not sure. Well, just like there's counterfeit money, that counterfeit money lets you know that there's real money. So what does the illusory world let you know about? Well, what do you worry about? Well, said that you should worry what your next existence will be. Like what you left to share. You should worry about the overall success of your human form of life, because it's not often that you get into the mind. You should seek to make this your embodied success as your responsibility. But that's possible. How would you try to do that?
There.
Come to the right place. And your name again?
Check.
Basically.
Yeah.
Did you think that the world that most people are living in is an illusion or not? I think most people operate in that way. How would you view yourself in relation to the masses? You always have something going in your heart, just like everyone. Well, where do you think life will take you at this point? Understand? How would I do that? Yes, there's many persons in your age group who have the same feeling. What now? You've already done it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
No? I mean, in terms of the traditional pursuits society holds out to you, yes. No? Well, you still have hopes for some things you miss. Too much fun? And what makes you live from one day to the next? Responsibility to yourself and to others to get as much spiritual knowledge as possible in this lifetime. It's your responsibility. That's fully, I'm not sure who is like the energy. in order to try to create a harmless environment, we have to reduce the material desires that we have. As soon as we have a material desire, the nature of the material desires shapes everything. Spoils it. You're coming to the scalp, the gravity of the taste of another world. As I said, I stumbled in myself. Next year. You might have been a guest. You see, basically, until you get higher spiritual pleasure, you're not going to be able to give up the lower material pleasure, even though you know the lower material pleasures are frustrating and insubstantial. Which can explain this in another way. Most people's fear of spiritual life is that it means cutting out all the stuff that might sometimes give you pleasure in life. And what do you get in return? Some nice set of beliefs. Love working on it. You see, just like your senses engage in material activities, similar to those same senses can engage in spiritual activities. So Krishna consciousness is an art, science, and culture of using your senses for your spiritual beliefs. Therefore, there's peace and much more than peace. Well, there's different degrees. You see, our life is oppressed before being enthralled. We want to be absorbed in something. We want a completely enveloping dynamic experience. A material existence offers that, but never delivers. You should get your enthralling, thrilling, dynamic experience in your spiritual life. In order to have very dynamic, enthralling spiritual life, you need some information, some understanding of the Supreme Spirit, the source of everything. Otherwise, how do you know what to do and how to act? What's the ultimate advice on how to have a productive lifestyle? Okay, so now you must tell me about that. There's God. I want to know about this God. Otherwise, how can I be attracted? How can I be, how can I make that my goal if I know nothing about God, if I only know a little? For example, if I said, with his back to the door as a man, would that denote any special knowledge of you? not wrong, though, is it? It doesn't show much development in terms of personal relationship. Right? Amen, but your back to the wall. It doesn't really enthrall your heart, does it? Similarly, if we just have some understanding of God, those kinds, but not full understanding, then our heart's attraction won't be complete. Love is based on knowledge of someone's qualities and activities. Knowledge of their beauty, the way they do the things they do, like that. You don't know anything about that. God and your development of that class would be very slight. Very nothing so far. Therefore I ask, what do you mean by God? So what information is there? I can tell you what's there. Jesus told his disciples, there are many things I long to tell you, but your ears cannot possibly be able to. In other words, he had to speak very simply, because he was talking to very simple persons. Jesus taught a very simple form of bhakti yoga. Love the Lord with all your heart. You'll find the same message in Bhagavad Gita, but much more advanced than you get. You don't find much information about God the Father. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. I go to the four places. Maybe you describe what you might want. Therefore, it's hard for many persons to fully sink their hearts into something that they don't know about. Often they do it for a while. Statistics show that they do it for a while, but they cool down and get on with their life as well as you know. You see, love means attraction. How can you be attracted to God if you don't know much about God? Something. Just the idea of being attracted to God is worth some points. But it's not going to be very substantial, lasting, or enduring. I'm sure you know what it's like to have an enduring relationship, even temporary. Your whole consciousness becomes absorbed, at least for a short time. Feel a sense of completeness. You start meditating about the other person's form, how the person looks, their qualities, their activities, right? The way they do the things they do. So unless we have that kind of information about God, our love of God is going to be very weak and easy to grip. So it's not a question of your God or my God. God is one, but there are different perceptions of that same truth, according to the level of deep understanding. if you have to tell people, don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery, they're not going to have much time for explaining to them deep metaphysical knowledge. You won't find anything inconsistent in what Jesus taught.
I actually once told about Christianity and other religions. I remember encountering in the Bible something about Jesus catching fish for his critique of people and being against consuming animals for
They were living in the desert, you know, and in these infertile areas. Even in the Vedas, it's stated that you're in a place where there's just no other kind of food you can eat.
That's what it seems to indicate that you have more for life to be able to do than animal being equal.
But that's the way the world is constructed. One of it has to be as good as another. But even to be a vegetarian, people are eating other than enemies, it's just that because they're less conscious of pains, less. Still, you're a living entity and you rely for sustenance on other living entities.
I would just keep that for my, what I would just do is just the taking of the life of another creature or being that's very. Opposed to, it runs away from Christ. It tries to get away from it.
If it doesn't run away, it's okay.
But that's supposed to be basic, but I think it's more, for me anyway, I feel morally inclined to eat a vegetable than I am. An animal that's
true.
Opposed to me.
That's true.
That's proper. Still, your question was, how can it be principle this world that one living entity is food for another? Let's see. Not only the food, but the wrong. Somebody is food for someone else. That's the way existence is constructed, that you have to depend on other creatures in other islands. Where do you see your life headed, for example?
Quite a cool question, but I have a general... A few years ago, I've always had is the direction that I wanted to head in. And although I can't say that I can see definitely that I'm heading in that direction, I'm doing anything wrong. My power to get this.
And where is that?
To the point where when I leave this here, I can say that I've done everything in my within my power to help the causes that I think that I believe are most important.
Very good to be one dedication to God, but we should have an unlimited appetite for more knowledge about that. Then we can be more attractive. one way you can start increasing your understanding of what is God is to realize that it's not a question of this person. God is one, but we perceive God according to our capacity. So therefore, different religions have different capacities. If you study the Vedic knowledge of ancient India, found in Buddha Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll understand that approaching God is like approaching a mountain. So many times. From far away, the mountain just looks like a vague kind of undefinable something up ahead. Similarly, from far away, a God appears to be just an impersonal energy, undefined, shapeless, formless, impersonal force field or something like that. As you're driving on the road, you get closer to the mountain, you start to see that the mountain has a shape, has a form. Similarly, as you progress more in your spiritual path, you understand that beyond the impersonal presence of God, there is the presence of the Lord in everyone's heart, the super soul, the witness, the committer, the overseer. That super soul is a person, the supreme person. When you say God is in my heart, you're speaking of the super soul. You, as an individual soul, are only present in your own heart. But Krishna, as the super soul, is present. You get closer to the mountain, and not only will you see its distinct form and shape, but you'll finally start to see there's all sorts of varieties of activities taking place on the mountain. You'll see people walking around, and vegetation, and animals. So similarly, as you get closest to the Supreme Absolute Truth, you'll understand about the personal life Supreme Lord. You'll understand about God's personal life in detail, and those qualities and activities going forward. Once again, according to your capacity, you'll have a certain vision of what is God. Some vision is better than none at all, but as a human being, we should want the most complete understanding of God as possible. Then we can develop more. You all know that. When you care for someone, it's because you have awareness of their qualities and their activities, and that attracts you. For example, if you understand the simple truths that Jesus taught in the New Testament, that's very good. But Jesus himself said, there's so much more I could say, but You, my disciples here, you're not ready for it. Too simple. We should try to get as much information about these signs of God as is available to us. That is our responsibility as we do.
Alright.
Okay. Thank you very much for being a lively audience. You come again. Casey, Cecilia. Come again. What do you expect to see? A lot of you in the and Joe. Okay, I'll try to stop by again. You're there every day from what is the next?
Monday to Friday.
9 to 5?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.